On September 4th, CNN hosted 10 of the highest-polling Democratic candidates for president in back-to-back town halls about the climate crisis. The historic nearly 7 hours of discussion gave candidates a chance to lay out in some detail their plans for curbing greenhouse gas emissions and helping communities adapt to unavoidable impacts. No candidate doubted the urgency of the climate crisis, and many noted the United Nations says we have just 11 years left to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half to keep global average temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees Celsius. The questions were how and for how much. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders called for $16 trillion to be spent over the next 15 years, roughly $1 trillion a year, or 5% of GDP.
People say, well, Bernie, you know, you're spending a lot of money. Is it realistic? And my response to them is it realistic to not listen to the scientists and to create a situation where the planet that our children and grandchildren and future generations will be living in will be increasingly uninhabitable and unhealthy? Is that realistic? So I think we have a moral responsibility to act and act boldly. And to do that, yes, it is going to be expensive.
CNN moderator Anderson Cooper asked Senator Sanders how he could accomplish his goals of Medicare for all, tuition-free college, and his climate plan all at the same time.
Well, I have the radical idea that a sane Congress can walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. And you know, Anderson, there are so many crises that are out there today. It's not prioritizing this over that. It is finally having a government which represents working families and the middle class rather than wealthy campaign contributors. And when you do that, then things fall in place.
Questions from CNN journalists and members of the audience put candidates on the record on a range of topics from fracking to carbon pricing to nuclear energy. Senator Sanders called nuclear power too expensive and problematic with waste. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren said she'd start to phase it out. But entrepreneur Andrew Yang pointed to the promise of safer thorium-fueled reactors, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said nuclear must be part of the transition to a carbon-free economy.
My plan says that we need to be are at a zero carbon electricity by 2030. That's 10 years from the time that I will win the presidency of the United States of America. And right now, nuclear is more than 50% of our non-carbon causing energy. So people who think that we can get there without nuclear being part of the blend just aren't looking at the facts.
All the Democrats on stage pledged to bring back environmental protections that President Trump has gutted. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Right now, we have a leader that doesn't even think at all in the long term. And there's an old Ojibwe saying that is important to me. We have a lot of tribes in our state. And it says great leaders should make decisions not for this generation, but for 7 generations from now. We have a president that can't make decisions 7 minutes from now, okay?
Former Vice President Joe Biden lamented the vacuum left by President Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
The deal is now, what's happened is that as we have pulled out, there is no leadership. There is no leadership. I know almost every one of these world leaders. If I'd been president today, I would have, at the G7, made sure this became the topic. There would be no empty chair. I would be pulling the G7 together. I would be down with the president of Brazil saying, enough is enough. This is what we're going to do, and this is what's going to happen if you don't do it. This is to bring the world together.
Mr. Biden was asked about how realistic he thinks the Green New Deal is.
I think the Green New Deal deserves an enormous amount of credit for bringing this to a head in a way that it hasn't been before. It hasn't been. But it doesn't have a lot of specifics about exactly what we'll do with regard to greenhouse gases. And it doesn't have specifics of what programs are going to initiate to be able to deal with getting a net zero emission. What programs are you going to move on? What are the things we should be doing? Where should the focus be?
Several of the candidates stressed the importance of structural changes, such as getting corporate money out of politics and putting a price on carbon rather than individual actions. CNN moderator Chris Cuomo asked Senator Warren about President Trump's decision to roll back rules calling for energy-saving light bulbs.
Do you think that the government should be in the business of telling you what kind of light bulb you can have?
Oh, come on. Give me a break. You know...
Is that a yes?
No. Look, there are a lot of ways that we try to change our energy consumption and our pollution. And God bless all of those ways. Some of it is with light bulbs, some of it is on straws, some of it, dang, is on cheeseburgers, right? There are a lot of different pieces to this, and I get that people are trying to find the part that they can work on and what can they do, and I'm in favor of that, and I'm going to help, and I'm going to support. But understand, this is exactly what the fossil fuel industry hopes we're all talking about. That's what they want us to talk about.
And like some of the others present, Senator Warren spoke at length about the importance of environmental justice.
So I see it this way. Part one is that everything we spend on climate has to be about reducing our carbon footprint. It has to be about justice as well, though, for people who've been displaced, for workers who've been displaced, for people in communities of color. It's about trying to help those who've been injured from all that's happened.
We'll have more about the U.S. presidential candidates in next week's program.